David Reeve.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The good people of Exeter want their elections to go ahead as planned in May. Yet the Labour supermajority in both Exeter City Council and the supermajority here in Westminster leaves no realistic prospect of fighting that decision. So does the Minister agree with me that Exeter City Council are quickly losing their democratic mandate and moving to some form of local tin pot autocracy?
Minister.
Let me thank the gentleman for his question. I don't agree with him, but on the substantive point that he makes, I've heard his views and I'll pass them on to the Secretary of State.
Matt Francois.
Thank you.
Deputy Speaker. No taxation without representation. Councillor Kevin Bentley, the dynamic Conservative leader of Essex County Council, has been adamant they should go ahead. On the 14th of January, he wrote to the Minister, "You may be aware that at our full council on the 9th of December, I stated that Essex County Council would not be calling for the postponement of elections in May 2026. This continues to be our position." What was ambiguous about that, or are Labour simply running scared?
Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker, and I'd like to thank the Honourable Gentleman for his question, for relaying the words of Councillor Kevin Bentley, it's been a pleasure to meet on a number of occasions. I think getting a clear position is obviously important. We'll do that quickly, and the Secretary of State will... I don't know, there may have been more context than that one quote, but the Secretary of State... No, you're fine. The Secretary of State will take into account those representations and others and make a decision without any undue delay. ...that he makes, and I'll pass those on to the Minister for Devolution.
Richard Tice.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Only dictators cancel elections, as well as Labour, Conservative and Lib Dem councils that are terrified of facing the wrath of the voters. So we will be carrying out a judicial review of this decision, this appalling decision to cancel elections. Could the Minister confirm, if the noble judges rule in our favour that this is the wrong thing to do, will the government abide by the ruling of the judges?
Sir. Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. He mentions a legal process which I'm not at liberty to comment on in detail. But we want elections to go ahead, unless there is a strong justification. That's what we've said, and that's what we'll stick to.
Sir Bernard Jenkins.
Madam Deputy Speaker, is it just a coincidence that the only three councils in Essex that want to cancel the elections, Basildon, Harlow and Thurrock, are all run by the Labour Party, but all the others, Essex, Braintree, Chelmsford, Colchester, Brentwood, Epping Forest, Rochford and Southend, they want the elections to go ahead? Is she going to listen to the majority?
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker, and I'd like to thank the Honourable Gentleman for his question and the Right Honourable Gentleman, I do beg his pardon. I'd like to thank him for the points that he raises. I've set out the way in which we're consulting with local authorities, and the Secretary of State will take the decision accordingly.
Shadow Secretary of State.
Madam Deputy Speaker, this government has moved seamlessly from arrogance to incompetence and now cowardice. 3.7 million people are being denied the right to vote. It was the government that rushed a huge programme of local government reorganisation, imposing new structures, imposing timetables, and it is the government that is failing to deliver them. And rather than take responsibility for its own failure, the Secretary of State has chosen to dump the consequences of their incompetence onto the laps of local councils. The government's own election strategy said, and I quote, "The right to participate in our democracy should not be taken for granted." Cancelling elections was not part of that strategy. The Electoral Commission has been clear that the scheduled elections should go ahead as planned, and that capacity constraints are not a legitimate reason for delay. So, why was the Electoral Commission not consulted on these cancellations? Why is this being done at the last possible moment? And does the government accept the Gould principle that at least 6 months' notice should be given for any changes to election administration? Ministers say they are following the wishes of local councils. And the minister said at the dispatch box that the Secretary of State has written, amongst others, to Essex County Council. But the leader of Essex County Council has been clear that these elections should go ahead. And yet, the Secretary of State still cites Essex, amongst others, to justify the cancellations. And it's all well and good for the Secretary of State to write to the councils basically asking them the same question, but they have already given an answer. Yeah. So, when does the Secretary of State intend to lay the SIs for these areas? Does he think that it is appropriate to use secondary legislation under the Local Government Act? Did Parliament really allow ministers to run scared and cancel elections at will? Madam Deputy Speaker, I've always said these elections should go ahead, but the Secretary of State was the one that called these elections pointless. So why does he not have the courage of his own convictions, take responsibility for his own ineptitude, and stop laying the blame on local councils?
Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker, and I thank the Right Honourable Gentleman for the points that he has made, and I will certainly relay them to the Secretary of State so that he can take them under advisement. On the Electoral Commission, we wrote to the Electoral Commission to notify them. We're grateful for their ongoing engagement, and we will certainly have regard to all views and representations made, including theirs. But this is fundamentally about local councils and their capacity, and that's why we've asked for representations from them. On the Gould principle, he asks about the Gould principle. The need for certainty underpins that principle, to make sure that if there are technical changes, that those responsible for the delivery of elections could have time to adapt. But this is not about technical changes. We are listening to councils' views about their capacity in the context of local government reorganisation. And finally, he asks when the Secretary of State will take decisions. We've moved quickly to get these representations from councils, and the Secretary of State will take decisions as soon as he possibly can.